Hey guys, Trevor here with eCommerce Paradise. And today's episode, I want to talk about what the best dropshipping products are for high-ticket dropshipping and some niche selection tips so that you understand how to go about choosing a niche and what types of niches there are out there to choose from. So first, if this is your first time watching the channel or listening to the podcast, you can get my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. It'll kind of give you an idea of what niches are out there. It also includes a free training with that and an offer for my Niche Hacks course. So with that said, let's get into it. Number one thing you want to make sure with niche selection is that the niche is profitable. With high ticket dropshipping, we're talking products over $200 into the thousands of dollars. But first and foremost, you want to make sure that there's already competitors out there in the space selling, so that you know that there are dropshipping suppliers. You know these websites should be online only, not having a physical retail storefront, so you know their suppliers do dropship for them. Okay, and the next thing you want to make sure is that there's lots of keyword search volume, lots of demand, in other words, and the trending, the trends are high. It's not too seasonal, though seasonality is not such a bad thing. Seasonality can be a good thing. And you also want to make sure that, when people are on the ads, like when the stores are in the ads, those stores look new. They don't look super old, because the older the store looks, the more likely it is that in that industry that there's been some online sellers for a long time. They've probably established some special relationships with the supplier. So it might be kind of hard to break into that industry. So the newer the sites that are in the ads, the better. These are just kind of things that I found over time that help hacking into a niche in the very beginning. This is for beginners when you're just getting started. The next thing you want to do is you want to make sure once you've found a list of profitable niche ideas, profitable products, that you really start thinking about the actual target market you're reaching out to. Okay, so you want to make sure that they have enough money to afford the products, that they're wealthy individuals. You don't really want to work with niches where you're serving people that are kind of broke or like young and fickle. So, your experience will be a lot better with a dropshipping store if you're working with people that have more money to spend, more disposable income, that kind of thing. But also, you want to work with passion-based niches, markets of people that are very passionate about what they're selling or about what they're buying. And of course, to match that, you also want to be very passionate about the niche that you're selling. But as far as passion niches go, consider things like hunting or things like, hobbies, other hobbies like, bicycle riding, skateboarding, things like that, surfing, snowboarding, rollerblading, skydiving. I don't know. You can think of any kind of hobby related kind of thing. Then those people are really passionate about that, product. And, it's a great niche to serve because, they're going to be looking for information online. They're going to be more likely to buy online. It's less likely that those products are available in big box stores because they're a little bit more unique. And so it's going to take a specialized service to sales professional to sell it. And that can be you. And so, of course, you want to make sure that you are also passionate about that niche. So if you're going to sell like hunting bows online or something like that, make sure you're a hunter. Don't just try to sell hunting bows and you know nothing about hunting unless you're willing to learn about it. But for me, like when I first got started, I chose bicycles because I love bicycles. And there was this one particular type of bicycle that kind of caught my eye. When I was a kid, I used to ride BMX and stuff like that, but I wasn't really into BMX. Like people that are into BMX are like really into BMX. And it was road bikes, commuter bikes, but also fixed gear bikes. And I really like fixed gear bikes because they're like this old style of bicycle and they're really fun. They're really lightweight. And they're easy to commute back and forth to school with and stuff. So I started selling those. Lo and behold, of course, the target market is young kids. So it wasn't the best market to sell to, but I was passionate about the products and I did what was necessary to sell them really well. And I sold a ton of them, but I had to move out of that niche because of the target market. And so the next niche I sold was electric bikes. And the best example there is that the market is a bit older, has a bit more disposable income. And I was also very passionate about bicycles. And I also know about electronics. My dad's an electrician. He's an engineer. So I learned a lot as a kid about electronics and computers and how they work together and stuff like that. So I was able to provide support to some level and some degree on the products. And very passionate about bicycles. So I love talking to people about it and stuff like that. So you got to find something you're passionate about. And whatever that happens to be, I'm sure that there's some sort of a high ticket product around it. And the cool thing about high ticket dropshipping, of course, is that you're going to make more per sale. So the average profit margin is around 20%, give or take 5 or 10%. And so with 20% margins at a $1,000 product, you're looking at $200 in profit on that sale. And usually what we look at for ad spend is, a 20x ROAS or 10x ROAS. And ROAS stands for return on ad spend. So if you spend $1,000, you get $10,000 in sales. If you spend $2,000, you get $20,000 in sales. Or a 20x ROAS, you spend $1,000, you get $20,000 in sales, which is really good. So, you know, over time that can improve with optimization, but in the beginning you want to at least be putting in, you know, $50 a day or something like that, $30 to $50 a day, and making, you know, $200 a day. And with that, you'll have a net profit that's, you know, substantial, so you can reinvest into your business until you're at a level where you can start taking a net profit as income. And that's up to you. But, you know, I've had business in the past with high ticket dropshipping that have supported me full time, but they weren't full time right away. They were part time, you know, and then, you know, after maybe 3 to 6 months or whatever, they can, you know, provide some sort of, you know, a more sustainable income for you. It just depends on your ability to execute on the steps that need to be done. And it really does depend on the niche you choose, because, you know, profitability matters most, but also your passion and ability to provide sales and service for that niche also makes a big difference for it. Okay, so don't just jump out there and start selling $5,000, $10,000 saunas knowing nothing about saunas, because obviously it's going to be kind of tough for you to provide the best sales and service that you need to in order to close sales. You're not going to be the authority. So if you want to sell really high ticket products, learn about them first, you know, and look at your past and think about like the things that you've done in your life and where you've been and jobs you've worked and things like that, and experiences you have, skill sets you already have, and try to consider, you know, selling something to do with skill sets you already have, because that'll give you a really big head start. And then also, of course, if you can, you know, be so passionate about something that you can just like talk shop forever, you know, with your business partners or with your friends or with your suppliers or your customers, then that's going to help you get way ahead in business, because you're going to do things that most people won't do that are your competitors. Okay, you'll make YouTube content, you'll make, you know, tons of written content, and you'll be on the phone with your customers, you'll make best friends with them, you'll turn them into raving fans, you'll hang out with your suppliers, you'll go meet up with them, you'll go to conferences in your industry, you'll go have meetings and take them out to dinner and stuff like that. You'll do things in your industry that most of your competitors won't be doing, and so you'll have a big leg up on them in the competition, and you'll probably get better pricing, and you'll have access to like big deals that they're promoting and stuff like that, and you know, all sorts of extra bonuses, and you'll just have a better time running your business. You'll find more fulfillment out of it too. So I hope you found this video and podcast helpful. If you, again, are interested in learning more about niche selection, go to my free niches list and training at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. And if you want to get started with high ticket dropshipping, I highly recommend my mini course that's also free. It's called High Ticket Dropshipping Secrets. It's at https://ecommerceparadise.com/secrets. I don't know why I did the HTTPS thing, because I type it out so much probably. But yeah, you can get the free mini course there. And yeah, it's where I talk about location independence, talk about the mindset you need for success, and my blueprint for profitable high-ticket dropshipping, where you can launch in 30 to 60 days and start seeing lots of sales. My course that I built out, the masterclass, is actually really, really in-depth, and it provides way more information than most courses out there. So most courses, like, they keep things simple and they tell you don't think too much, just do the work. And while that's true, you're not really going to become profitable until you really start thinking more and analyzing more data and optimizing a lot more and doing more work. And I actually built that into my masterclass, all those steps that I've done to build more profitable businesses. So if you want to get a part of that, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure to leave a review of the podcast on iTunes, ecommerceparadise.com/podcast. And leave a comment below if you're watching on YouTube. Let me know where you're from and what your ambitions and goals are with high-ticket dropshipping, what kind of lifestyle you want to live. And yeah, like the video and share this with your friends so more people can benefit, because I do want to help people escape the rat race, live location independent, be financially free, and be happy while they do it with the business they love. All right, guys, thanks for watching, listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.